That was Rock House with When the Hell Is This CD Ever Gonna Be Done? And now here's Patty with Quake News for the Illiterate.
Hi, this is Patty calling for my dad, and I think Springfield's first audio show. This is Quake, and especially Quake 2. Dad says if I sell it for him, he'll help me make a better page with even my own show, and even give me a link, so here I am. Ever wonder what Quake 2 would be like in CL stereo? I mean, really did give me stereoscopic 3D Quake 2 vision, like sometimes before it? You can find out at Oscar's Place, where you have to paint, shop, pro to work, finding out. You need a pair of 3D glasses with the red and blue lens to see the 3D. More news for the world. On Planet Quake, that's the page with the picture of Epcot Center at Disney World, the top left corner. They've got a bunch of links to other locations. Oh, which you have to know how to do, which is good at it. There are also some interesting articles, but if you can't read, they'd be really boring. There's some interesting letters, but they'd be pretty boring too if you can't read. On Blue's News, that's the page with the fifth guy at the top reading. There's some links to other webpages you have to know how to read for them to do it good. There are also some interesting letters that you think were dumb if you couldn't read. Quaker Refu has a good start on the new page, but you have to know how to read this too. Flamethrower updated his page, but if I read it out loud, I'll get my mouth worked out. So, for some other places, you don't have to read. That's the bottom left yellow square with a black writing on it. That takes you to the link page. Look for a picture of one of those balloon thingies that will come up in comics. If you click one of those, it will take you to the page with the real audio, like this one you don't have to read before. And since the year is only 2 days long this month, there isn't a whole lot of fake news yet. My dad says to tell you Pixie needs a host and wants to say hi and thanks to everybody. I guess since there's not any quick news this year, we'll do some quick news.
And in other news, our old friend Flamethrower is in a bit of trouble with some bloggers, or at least his highest-paying host is. And what I want to say about that is I want you guys to support him, okay? He's a good guy. Okay, what else we got here? If you get an email attachment, an email with Secure.exe attached, don't open the attachment. This thing comes from China, and apparently they're trying to spy on somebody. I don't know who, but it's an armed machine. I don't know if it does any harm to your machine, but it's some information about your computer to China. Okay, and in other vandalism news, Mr. Bill does it again, folks. If you have your browser stuff around spreadsheets, it downloads automatically. Excel's call function can give control to any other vandalist activity the site that planted the spreadsheet wants. This book zip saving. There's a link on the page. Now, this seems to be the all Metallica show, because the last two songs are both Metallica. This one goes out to all the people that have kicked my butt playing Quake.